most of the country's largest universities don't track suicides among their students. That's according to a new investigation from the Associated Press. Among the schools that don't track those rates is ASU, where at least two occurred in 2017. With us to give a closer look at this data is KJZZ's education reporter, Carrie Young. Hey, Carrie.
Hi, Mark.
So can you break down some of the numbers from this report? When we say that most schools don't track something, what does that mean?
Well, the Associated Press asked 100 of the largest public universities for annual suicide statistics, and they found that 46 currently track suicides. Of the 54 remaining schools, though, 43 said they simply don't track suicides, and 9 could only provide limited data and didn't answer questions about how consistently they had been tracking those deaths over the years.
Have we heard from any of the schools that don't track suicides about why they're not collecting this data?
Well, I did reach out to Arizona State University yesterday and did not get a response. Officials at the school also did not respond to the Associated Press reporters when they reached out. But it's also important to note that tracking these types of deaths can be challenging also. Often, it's hard to confirm the cause of death. Medical examiners, for example, don't always notify universities when a cause of death is determined. There's also concerns about legal liability and privacy issues. And even among schools that do collect data on student suicide, they often differ on whether they count suicides that occur away from campus and during breaks. But some public health experts add many schools are afraid statistics like these could be bad for business if they were to become public.
All right, but still, 46 large universities do track student suicide rates. What reasons did they give for making that effort?
Well, for the most part, it seems those schools use the data to refine their prevention efforts. Some universities have taken steps to secure access to certain rooftops, for example. Others have noticed trends in their statistics. At a couple of schools, officials have found transfer students were at a much higher risk of suicide. So now they've invested more effort into connecting with those students and making sure that they have access to the services that they need.
All right. That's KJZZ's education reporter, Carrie Young. Carrie, thanks.
You're welcome, Mark.